Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss new Katy Perry music, the Glee 10-year anniversary, the Drag Race finale, and what to do if your gay bestie is bleaching his butthole. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Oh, hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. What's up?
Are you my friend?
Sometimes.
Do you want to be my friend?
I don't mind being your friend. It's not one of my highlights. It's not one of my lowlights. It's kind of just right in the middle of my life.
Remember when you had highlights and lowlights?
Where did I get my highlights and where did I get my lowlights? Not on top of my head.
Oh, no, I really saw something funny the other day about dyeing your hair. And I was like, well, if that ain't Tyler in 2013.
Was it the same meme that's recycled every year of if your friend bleaches their hair, check in on them?
If your friend bleaches their butthole, check in on them. That's what we say in the biz.
Well, yeah, that's common knowledge.
I mean, check in on them because you want to make sure they did a good job. And sometimes you can't always see it yourself. So you got to ask a friend.
Yeah, I'll hold the hand mirror. One of my friends bleached for too long. Didn't you have a friend that bleached too long?
I had a friend who he put Nair down there.
Nair down there is never good for you. Ear.
You know this person.
I know who it is.
They put Nair down there and left it too long, and it like permanently scarred. And now there's like a weird strip that just won't grow hair on their tralala.
Well, we don't call anything in the body weird.
Did I say weird?
You said weird. You called their bald spot on their Punani Tsunami weird, and we don't do that here.
You know that show Wild and Crazy Kids?
Yeah, but
is that problematic?
How are you gonna get there? Oh, because of the word crazy?
Yeah.
You know, I would say let's revisit that. I think that's something we can say. Maybe we rename it Wild and Bonkers Kids.
Would you call yourself a Wild and Bonkers Kids? Bitch.
What?
There were some Wild and Bonker Kids on the bus ride home today. I swear to God, I was going to have to whoop a child.
Not whoop. Jesus.
And I thought, I'm not allowed to hit a child, so I can cuss you out instead.
Did you?
Oh, every person on the bus was going to cuss out these bad children riding home from school.
What kind of bad children? There's a few different types of bad children. Were they like picking on elderly people? Because that's the worst.
They had taken over the entire back of the bus. There were like eight of them. They were sitting with their legs across the seat so no one else could sit down. They were screaming at the top of their lungs.
How old are we talking?
Oh, way too old to know better. Like probably 12 or 13. They were hitting each other. They were pushing each other. They were like play fighting.
Play fighting with their cousins.
I thought, who's going to stand up? I will say, one guy got up when he got on the bus, and he purposely went and sat right back there in the middle of it, and they didn't stop. They just kept acting like that, and I looked at that guy, and I thought, you're brave. I could never.
That's like when you shush a child on a flight. They should know better. They should get the point.
You know I'm a fan of shushing children on planes.
I'm a fan of shushing all children.
I think if ever a child is being bratty in a store, we need to rely on strangers to look at the kid and say, shh. Because kids get, like, weirded out by strangers, and if a stranger tells them to be quiet, they're going to be quiet.
I think some kids need to be roomed, you know what I'm saying?
Is that, like, the movie Room with Jacob Tremblay?
If they can't take the heat, lock them in a room. If you're screaming in a Toys R Us, I don't want you here. I'm trying to mind my business.
First of all, I think all Toys R Us's went under.
Same with Top Man. Did you see?
What?
All Top Man locations are closing, but they're still going to be open online, I guess. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be making that up.
First, my good Christian American Apparel, and now Top Man?
I know.
What's next, PacSun?
What's next, Delia's? Is Delia's still open?
I don't even know what the fuck a Delia's is.
What's next, Claire's?
That's like my mom always talking about Mervyn's.
Oh, I miss Mervyn's.
I'm sure you do. You and Danette can chat about it.
Well, you know what I do miss? Dress Barn. Dress Barn's done.
If you're going to miss something from Okemos, Michigan, get your priorities straight and miss the Chili's.
Oh, You know, no, I miss, what's that, not Finley's. It was like...
Oh, you liked Bennigan's.
Bennigan's, yes. We would always say, we'd always text the group, we'd say, Bennigan's with our friends agains. And people would say, I'm in agains.
I hate that. I also had many a dates at Bennigan's with my first boyfriend. Mm. It was his favorite spot. He would always order the Monte Cristo sandwich.
Sounded which out.
It was like, I just never, I don't, it was, to be honest, I just don't know if it's Cristo or Crisco.
I find it to be Cristo. I find that. Corey,
I feel like you would like that sandwich. It's like a fucking deep fried club with powdered sugar and raspberry jam.
Hell yeah. Anthony gets it sometimes.
From Bennigan's?
Not from Bennigan's. No.
Is he my friend again?
No, 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 no. Corey, how was your Memorial Day? What'd you do?
Well, you know what they say in the biz. Another Memorial Day alone.
Yeah, I love right now you are, the backdrop for you is an American flag. It feels very appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Well, so usually when we record these, I sit on the floor of my bedroom lately. And then today I thought, oh my God, what if instead I sat on my bed?
I thank God, because you're honoring the troops. What have they done for you? Tell me
lately?
Tell me some of the things that the troops have done for you lately.
I saw a lot of posts on Memorial Day that were like, we may not know them all, but we owe them all.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, I don't know, it was just, I thought it was funny because I'd never seen that phrase as a, like, Instagram meme. And suddenly, there it was, everywhere.
We may not know them all, but we should blow them all.
Yeah, that's my thought process when people ask me, like, how many people have you hooked up with?
You may not know them all, but I have blown them all.
But I have blown them all.
You may not know him,
but he's a gnome.
He's a gnome.
Yes.
You may not know him, a gnome.
Yeah, so that was my Memorial Day. I rode my bike. I rode my bike 30 miles that day. If you're listening to this podcast, I am probably riding my bike right now for the AIDS Life Cycle race.
Congratulations, you raised your goal.
Oh my God, I know. Thank you all, Cycle Babies, and everybody who donated. I was like, will I make this $5,000 goal? And suddenly, bam, now I'm at like 5,300. So thank you all.
You know what? I went to the page to check on the amount, and because I was like, did I donate? I had forgotten whether or not I donated, because so many of my friends are doing the AIDS Life Cycle this year, and I forgot who I had donated to and who I had not. And so I was watching the scrolling thing to see if my name was on it. I saw that it wasn't, so I still had to donate, which I did. But then as I was watching, I saw so many people like Cycle Ghosty, Cycle Baby, all the little Cycle Babies. You can still donate as of when this is this episode goes live, as Corey's doing the race, would you call it? Or is it just like a ride?
They say ride. I mean, I guess, like, I don't know. I don't think there's an overall winner.
I think
it's not going to be me.
We're all winners.
We're all winners. I get to wear a red dress on one of my bike days. It's like a theme. Everyone wears red dresses.
Oh, my God.
There's red wigs. I'm rewearing the red dress that you and I wore when you were up visiting a couple years ago, and we did that red dress bar crawl. Listen, I'm excited.
For people that don't know what it is, what is the gist of the bike ride you're doing?
So it's a charity ride where people bike from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and they raise money for AIDS awareness. And part of the portions go to the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. The other half goes to the Los Angeles LGBT Center. It's just a great cause. There's like 3,000 plus people all biking from San Francisco to LA, which is 545 miles.
Now we're all going to cross our fingers that you don't get hit by a car.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I think, that's my biggest fear for all of my friends. I have a lot of people doing the bike ride, and I'm just like, you know what? If anybody's as bad as driver as I am and on the road at the same time y'all are trying to do your little thing, that stresses
good
me
luck
out.
Good luck. Yeah. So, Kyle Krieger's doing it. So I've already texted him. I said, can't wait to squeeze you this week, babe. And he was, it's like, yes, yes, yes. And Gus Kenworthy's riding. So a bunch of people that we know, which I'm looking forward to. And you get to like camp out at night. And it's just like a bunch of people doing good stuff for charity and enjoying each other's company.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I get to land in LA. And then I get to stay with you for a couple days.
Great.
I can't believe you're going to give me a massage that I need.
Please. You've lost your mind. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Dave.com. If you're anything like me, you probably are not paying the closest attention to your bank account balance, and the moment you see you're going to be overdrawn, it's gonna be too late. So you can end up spending $37 on a cup of coffee thanks to the bank fees. Introducing the Dave app. Putting an end to overdraft fees for good. Dave is the number one budgeting app in America because it saves you from overdraft fees, tells you about upcoming bills, and can advance you $75 from your next paycheck with no credit card and no interest. You can get the Dave app for just $1 per month. That's $12 a year, which is way less than an overdraft fee, and you'll never have to pay one again. Dave will help you budget for upcoming expenses, text you if you're spending too much, and if you need cash fast, advance you $75 in just 90 seconds. 3 million people already use Dave to save up to $1,000 a year in overdraft fees, and that's why it's the number one budgeting app in the App Store. So you can go to dave.com/psychobabble. It really helps the show if you let them know you heard it from us. So if you use dave.com/psychobabble and then download Dave, you never have to pay another overdraft fee again. It's immediate savings. Now go to dave.com/psychobabble. Again, dave.com/psychobabble. Corey, speaking of massages, I got nothing to say.
You put the
I was gonna mention the massage that we got in Switzerland, but we're saving that. We're doing a whole episode.
Oh my god. My mom was furious.
Why? We'll talk about that another time. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I guess they'll have to listen to the next episode.
The next episode, which is going to be all about Amazing Race stuff. So we're gonna do, because we, here's some real juice. Y'all, I am the reason why we didn't have an episode last week of the podcast.
Oh, shit. Because I didn't know you were going to throw yourself under the bus like this.
I don't mind, because I forgot that I was going to Cabo. I'll tell you all about my Cabo trip in a second. But I was going to Cabo, and then I was like, fuck, we don't have time to record. And usually we record, try to record it later in the week so we can get more topical stuff sometimes in. Anyway, we didn't have time to record, so it was all my fault, which means we didn't have a chance to recap the Dubai episode, the Uganda episode, the Switzerland episode, and the next Switzerland episode, which is going to be part of the next episode. So what we're going to do is the next episode of the podcast, not this one, but the next one, is going to be a mid-season recap. We're going to answer all your questions from Twitter. We're going to recap our thoughts and everything that's been going on so far in the race. For everyone that's been following along on The Amazing Race, because Corey and I are back on for All Stars. So, yes.
And if you miss our race chat, and are longing for it, I actually went on Nicole and Victor's podcast, where they've been kind of recapping episodes, and they've been doing some great interviews with different cast members. So I will post about that, and you can check out their podcast too. I did about a 30-minute interview with them where we talked about just all race stuff, and they were two of our favorite people that we raced against. And their podcast is called Coco Caliente, so you can look that up. It's already out now. So check that out too.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah.
Corey, by the time this episode goes live, I feel like Katy Perry's going to have new music.
Bitch. Oh my God. Bitch.
What? What?
I'm looking at the clock. I got 3.5 hours. And I will say.
Oh, Katy Perry comes out tonight?
It comes out tonight.
Is it just one song? Is it an album? What are we getting?
I believe it's just one song. From everything I've heard, though, I was confused by some of the like LA press she was doing about it, because I guess she had like a listening party in LA a couple days before it came out. Part of me was like, girl, what are you doing? Like, and is this like an in-between goal? Is this like is there an album coming later this year?
I think it's an album. I think, what was the tattoo she was getting with all the fans?
Oh my God, I know. I hope it's the logo that's like her Twitter artwork right now. And I looked at it and it kind of looks like yin yang. Mm-hmm. And it kind of also reminded me of the Pisces astrology sign,
which I am.
She's not, she's a Scorpio. But I looked at it and I thought, A, that's really pretty. I'm like, B, I don't know if I need any like colored tattoos. But I remember thinking like, I love that logo, whatever it is, whatever it's supposed to mean. I just thought it was really pretty. And then, I heard she was like getting tattoos with fans. And I'm like, I literally, had I been there and she said, let's do it, I actually probably would have.
I was thinking, I saw that and I thought, of course you would. I think I would do that with Gaga, for sure.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on what it was. Because what if it's like... Some are ugly. Some are.
I know, but I'm like, I'm just so excited because a couple of my friends who have heard it or people who did go to the listening party texted me and they're like, girl, it's going to give you teenage dream feels.
Good.
And I'm like, this is what I'm here for. Like dream pop, like summer fun. And like, good for her. Like literally it's 3.5 hours from being released and I've yet to hear a leak. And trust me, I looked, which like probably not the best thing, but I will always support when they come out. I always buy when they come out. So even if I hear a little leak early, I always still support my faves.
Well, Corey, I do have an update about your favorite family.
If this is the fucking Duggars, I swear to God.
Well, the Duggar family just keeps expanding. Congratulations to Josiah and Lauren on another pregnancy.
Hmm. Cool.
Cool. Why are you such a hater?
Bitch, if you want to talk about garbage, then let's talk about the Snorlax event going on Pokemon Go right now.
You better fucking go off. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I need an Aerodactyl event. I still am stuck on my quest that I've been stuck on for like 7 months now, since Christmas.
Ew. Bitch, catch an Aerodactyl.
I've been saving up a bunch of new Sinnoh generation.
Do you not have
generation.
A Meltan?
No, I don't. I've been saving up some new generation, new Sinnoh Pokemon that have recently come out to trade with you. So I'm excited to see you next weekend. You need to be saving
my
Pokemon.
God.
Also save your legendaries because I have some legendaries that you might want.
Oh, I doubt that.
I doubt it, but you never know.
How did you catch a legendary?
From my boxes.
Babe, all you are is leg and dairy.
Okay, that's not funny. By the time this episode ends recording, we'll have a new Drag Race winner.
I know. It's
I wish that we knew who it was right now.
No.
Who do you think is going to win? This is our last last prediction. We are here, like minutes before the finale ends, so we don't know who it's going to be, but
here is the tea.
What?
I am just very impressed with how strong I think this like final group is. I honestly think I would be truly happy with 75% of them winning. I have been kind of head over heels in love with both Brooklyn and Evie for a while now, and I really, really will truly be happy if either one of them wins it. Like, and I feel like this is the first time in a long time that I don't really know. Like, I feel like sometimes you know, like, someone's going to win. You just have a feeling like...
Well, you never know. I read a perspective that was like, Sasha... A lot of people didn't think that she had a winner's edit until the finale, and she did the rose petals, and then everyone was like, oh, shit.
Girl, don't get me started.
So a lot can change in the finale. Who knows?
I know. So I did end up really enjoying season 11. I'm really hoping for my queen, Nina West, to be Miss Congeniality tonight. But truly, like, I think I would be over the moon excited for both Brooklyn or Evie. I think they've both... are so good at what they do, and I think they both bring kind of a unique perspective that we haven't kind of seen yet as far as archetypes go. And I've just truly loved like every minute of them, and I don't know, I liked Evie from the beginning, and a lot of people thought she like kind of argued and picked fights, and I don't know, I just always really appreciated Evie from the beginning.
I think I love Evie's perspective. I just think she would be better and a better winner if she came back for an All-Stars and had a little bit more
polish.
I think I love her perspective, but I don't think it's polished to where I think she's like, I don't think she's a winner yet. I think she has the capability to be a winner. Whereas a lot of contestants, I don't think deserve to ever win a season, but they are a lot more polished. So it's like, I think she's got it in her. But in the same sense, I think what's her face? Brooklyn. I think she's definitely got the polish, but I don't know if she has the like the unique, crazy, great perspective that Evie does. So that's what I'm stuck between.
It's funny too because I want to go back and watch the first episode and rewatch all of their like entries. Although I will say this season I didn't love the workroom entries because it was so much about Vanjie. Like I remember her when she was like hiding behind that fucking screen and shit. And I just didn't need that. I felt like it took away a little bit from the actual queens having their entrances. But I always want to go back and rewatch and see kind of who said what when they walked in that first day. But I remember watching the like Meet the Queens for both Brooklyn and Evie. And they were two people that I really did enjoy right from the beginning and wanted to see more from and hear more from.
Well, isn't it crazy also that even in our cast reveal, we all said that we loved Silky. Girl. Everyone said they loved Silky in the cast reveal. Everyone.
I remember. It was me. I said it.
So, there you have that.
And I mean, I'm not going to bully Silky the way everyone else is doing it on social media. Like, if you don't have nothing nice to say, maybe don't say anything at all. I was a little sad to see when they announced when the final four was revealed and the Drag Race Instagram put up pictures of all four of them. I went to like, I went because I wanted to see how many likes and comments each photo got, because I think that's a little telling to see like who's the front runner and who's everyone's favorite is. And I left nice comments on like Brooklyn's and Evie's and Akira's, and I didn't write anything on Silky's, but I skimmed her comments and it was just all people being like awful humans. And I thought nobody deserves that.
I agree.
She might not be your taste. She might be a little over the top. She might have too much personality for you. But like, we don't need to leave 2,000 negative comments about somebody. I thought, all right, world.
Yeah.
Someone, she gets the point. Someone tried to come for me. Someone like message slid into my DMs and they were all, Corey, I saw you leave comments on the other three girls and you got nothing for Silky. And I thought, you know what? If you don't have anything nice to say, maybe don't say it.
And there you have it. Sometimes you don't have to say something about everything.
Yeah. She certainly had looks that I liked this season and she certainly had things that I did enjoy, but she just overall was not my cup of tea. And that's perfectly okay.
And that's what you missed on RuPaul's Drag Race.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Untuck It. Now, dads come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and so should their shirts, like tall, short, slim, relaxed. Do you ever wonder why your dad's button-ups look so long and baggy at the end of the day? It can be hard for guys to pull off a casual, untucked look that isn't sloppy, and that is where Untuck It comes in. Untuck It is a solution that fits just right. Their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or no tailoring required. And Untuck It isn't just your father's old button-up. No matter your size or shape, the shirts hit the right length to keep you looking sharp. And honestly, when was the last time your dad went shopping? You can update his closet with some of their modern, perfectly fitted shirts, and your mom might even thank you later. I had seen Untuck It ads all the time, and we have done a couple ads on Psychobabble, so I ended up getting my own pair of Untuck It shirts, and I gotta say, as somebody that has a smaller torso than usual, because I am kind of short, they fit kind of perfectly for me. I love them, so if you are looking for a shirt that's not too long, because a lot of dress shirts are too long, Untuck It is perfect for you. With more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages. Shirts with plenty of choices of color, material, and design. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup, so you can take your dad to try it on in person at one of Untuck It's 50 stores, or go to untuckit.com to get started. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S., and you can save 20% off your first order by using coupon code PSYCHO at checkout. PSYCHO at untuckit.com. Again, PSYCHO, coupon code for 20% off. Thanks, Untuck It, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip. Speaking of Glee, Corey, how did you celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the season premiere or series premiere?
Bitch, I cannot believe that has been 10 years. But then once I saw all you like tweeting it and I saw your video with Kevin, I was like, I was like, what? You gave me a look.
No, Kevin and Jenna.
Yeah, I was going to say Tina, and then I was blanking on her real name. I'm such a gleek that I only know their cast names.
That's fine. Did you like the video? Did you enjoy it as a gleek?
You want to know the truth?
You hated it.
I haven't even had time to watch it.
Wow. I thought of you when we were making it because I feel like you stayed with the show. You watched it.
I know,
it.
I really did. I really did. And the funny thing is I want to listen to your podcast episode that you did with them. And I want to listen.
Oh, we talked to all about you the whole time on the podcast.
I know. I was like, I want to see it. And the funny thing is it's like work has been so busy and I felt like I hadn't had a social life. I didn't even get to watch myself get voted out of the Survivor thing, charity thing I did last summer. And like that episode had aired of me like being voted out. And I thought, and they were all like, did you watch? And I thought, A, I'm not super excited to watch myself get voted out. B, I was like, no, I've just been so busy, like trying to keep up with
your TV shows.
Trying to keep up with the boys, trying to make sure I don't have another 4th of July alone.
Oh, God. Well, Corey, I wanted to talk about Glee because I feel like we could do a Glee Queens edition. to be honest.
Gleans?
A Gleans edition. There is no other artist or, I guess, what would you call them? Cast? That has...
Ensemble?
That has such an impressive Billboard presence. For somebody who I think really respects Billboard charting and statistics, Glee showed the fuck up. And so when people talk shit about Glee and how it was terrible or blah, 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 it's like, bitch, they could fucking sell an album. They could fucking sell a tour.
Yeah, it didn't get bad until they left high school.
I don't really remember. I stopped watching at some point, and then before I knew it,
I watched every episode. I saw every episode. I was a Gleek. I was never.
You saw every literal episode. Every episode.
Yeah, like as it aired. Like,
okay, well, you know what?
I had the DVR set, bitch.
In that case, I am going to put you through the same quiz that I put Kevin and Jenna.
Yeah, please
through.
Do. Please do.
So I put together a little quiz of the most ridiculous plot lines on Glee to test Kevin and Jenna. If you want to watch Kevin and Jenna,
I can tell you this.
They really didn't know any of the plot lines. To all of the questions, they said, wait, that happened. So first and foremost, we'll start easy. Blaine needed surgery after being blinded by blank.
Was it like a... like a sparkly vest of like some sort?
A slushie.
Oh yeah, that sounds right. Duh. I forgot they threw slushies in people's faces. Wow. Bullying.
Okay, so we're starting off real strong.
Yeah, I suck.
Finn named his biblical sandwich this.
It was grilled cheeses.
Ding 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 ding. Wow, good job. Okay. After getting in a texting while driving car accident, Quinn sings this song with Artie.
Oh, God. The funny thing is, I was going to say, it's Quinn. I know Quinn's the one who gets in the...
There's irony like here because both of them are in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I think it's... they do have a really good rendition of Walking on Sunshine, but it's not from that.
Nope, not that. Isn't that when she like does drugs? Or maybe not.
No, there's a really good mashup of like Walking on Sunshine and like another song that they did on their like mashup
episode. Yeah, I do remember that. Anyway, it's I'm Still Standing.
Oh, by the Elton John. Well, I saw Rocket Man and it was great.
Okay, well, we need to talk about that in 1 second. What causes Tina to wake up dressing and acting like Rachel?
A bad dream.
Wrong. She falls into a fountain. Wow. Rachel threatened Sunshine Corazon's
points.
Rachel was threatened by Sunshine's voice, so she gives her directions to where to get rid of her.
I remember that bitch who played Sunshine. What's her name?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Wasn't she a YouTuber?
I don't know. The correct answer
she gives
is
her directions to the mall.
Wrong. A crack house. Sue got married to what?
Herself.
Nope. An Adidas.
Ding, ding, ding.
An Adidas tracksuit.
Oh, she got married to an Adidas tracksuit?
Yeah.
No, she got married to herself.
Maybe there was some confusion there.
Bitch, she got married to herself.
Can you name at least two of the three band members in the cover band called 1-3 Hill?
Oh. Puck.
Only one of them is in Glee. The other two are musicians. If that ain't shady.
And this happened on the show?
Demi Lovato, Adam Lambert, and Kurt.
Ew.
Mercedes starts a riot because the cafeteria stopped serving what?
Tater tots.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow.
Yeah, I knew that.
As the director of the school play, Artie tells Blaine and Rachel they need to do what to become better actors?
Artie tells...
Blaine and Rachel.
They need to... They need to kiss.
Close. Lose their
have sex.
Lose their virginity.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, now it's coming back.
Blaine is affected by a gas leak that causes him to walk around thinking everyone is a what? Easy. This is easy. I remember this preview for this episode. Blaine sees everyone and thinks they're a
child.
Muppet.
That happened?
Yeah, everyone became Muppets. Don't you remember that? Quinn got a tramp stamp tattoo of what?
Probably Puck.
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
And finally...
I know about Kurt's tattoo.
What is it?
It says
Blaney.
It's supposed to say it gets better, but there's a typo, so he has to change it to it's got Bette Midler.
I hate it. How many episodes were there total of Glee?
Fuck. There were probably like 7 seasons times 24 episodes a season, minus like the first season's only usually like 10 episodes.
Jesus.
So 163.
Wrong. 121. You were close.
Well, I didn't carry the one.
Corey, what were some of your favorite guest stars on Glee?
Oh, well, I always loved Kristen Chenoweth, and she's got an excellent version of Home from The Wiz that I still love. I really loved Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop, when she did her rendition of Forget You by CeeLo Green, and they changed it from Fuck You to Forget You.
Did they change it to Forget You for that, or was it changed before then?
Yeah, I mean, for radio airplay, it was changed in general. Like, yeah. You can't just say Fuck You on the radio.
Well, you can say F-U-C-K me.
When it was, that was If You Seek Amy.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Who else?
Brittany. Was Brittany good on Glee?
Brittany the cheerleader or Brittany Spears?
Miss Spears.
I loved Brittany the cheerleader.
Mm. Well, that doesn't answer my question. Got it. If you don't got something nice to say.
No, I'm sure she was great. I just don't recall. That was a lot of Glee.
I'm looking at all the album releases, and they have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 albums debut in the top 10 U.S. Billboard charts.
Yeah. You're not going to ask me, like, which one of their songs charted the highest?
No. Well, I mean, maybe. What song charted the highest?
I think part of me wants to say their version of Teenage Dream. But I also know their original song, Loser Like Me, also charted pretty well.
Did it?
Yeah, it was an original, a Gleek original.
I remember it. I remember when that came out. No, the Teenage Dream cover, I think, was like their biggest success on the Billboard. Or most sales or something, I don't remember.
That's what I guessed. I think it also charted the highest. I don't quote me on any of this. As you've seen, my Glee memory is not great.
Well, they did. They have the record for most appearances in the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, that's insane. It was like 120 something.
That's bonkers. So the next time you want to judge Glee,
yeah,
think twice. They have 207 entries into the Hot 100. That's insane.
Well,
Do you know who's the second most?
Lil Wayne.
That's third.
Oh, second. It might. I was gonna say Nicki.
Nicki's sixth. Or no, sorry, fifth. You're doing really well, actually.
Maybe the Beatles? I don't know.
No. The Beatles are nowhere. It was Drake.
Oh, that's who I meant.
Glee, Drake, Lil Wayne, Elvis, Nicki, Jay-Z, Kanye, Chris Brown, James Brown, Future, Taylor Swift. A lot of rap.
Well, and that's it. That's it. That's the whole 30 minutes, and that's what you missed on Glee.
Oh, are we done? We got to get out of here. I can't believe we did a mini Glee Queens episode.
Gleens.
Did we ever do a Katy Perry Queens episode? I think we did. We surely did. People are asking for another Queens edition. Who do you think is worthy of it? Because some people are saying Carly Rae Jepsen. Did you even give it much of a listen, the album?
Bitch, I love the whole album. I only don't like one song. The funny thing is, that's the song that's always stuck in my head.
I guess I need to give it a re-listen.
You know I love this, like, summer dream pop, like, synthesizer shit. That is my, like, wet summer dream.
My problem with the album is that it really flows too much together.
I can see that. I will tell you the standouts offline.
Please do. I'm also very excited for Mark Ronson's album. The new single with Camilla is really good.
Well, shit. I haven't even heard that.
It came out, I think, today, this morning. I don't know.
Oh, I'll check it out.
And I think my favorite song right now by Mark Ronson is by Mark Ronson. It's Don't Leave Me Lonely. Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I think you've been trying to shove it down my
throat. I feel like I'm sending it to every group chat because I'm like, listen to this. It's so good. It's incredible. Anyway, Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Find us on the internet. Give us some love. Watch us on Amazing Race every Wednesday night until we get eliminated. And see you guys next week.
Later.
Bye. Good luck on your race.
Thanks.
Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks, that's All the Hacks, in your podcast app, hit follow, and start upgrading your life today.